Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic.
Zimbabwe today received 200,000 doses of Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine donated by the Chinese government.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga received the donation at the Robert Capri Robert Mugabe International Airport, which was handed over to the government of Zimbabwe by the Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Guo Xianghong.
Zimbabwe is expected to buy 600,000 doses of Sinopharm vaccine within the next few weeks. Frontline workers like doctors and nurses are expected to be the first people to be included, followed by the elderly people living with various diseases and school teachers.
In a tweet this morning, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said the vaccination program starts this week. Mnangagwa also extended by 2 weeks the COVID-19 lockdown, although he relaxed some business operating hours.
And from what we can see right now, Zimbabwe, according to the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe, there are 1,400 people who have died from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year, and over 35,000 have actually contracted the disease, and 30,600 people have recovered, which is good news.
Johns Hopkins University reports that nearly 110 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and more than 2.4 million have succumbed to the disease. Yabukambe Zulukanda Valinjana Pelkona, endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. Lapho-ke ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhuluma ngakhonokho okwenzakaleyo kwele Zimbabwe esibona ukuthi sokule 200,000 ama-doses e-Sinopharm adilivwe khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe nguhulumende wakwele China. So i-donation leyi kumbe ngithi inkazato le ephiwe uhulumende wakwele Zimbabwe khanye ngazani zanceda sifuna ukuthi kuhlatshwe abantu abayi 200,000. So sikhuluma nje khona manje ukhanya ngazani sihanjiswe lapho kumele igcinwe khona ijekiseni le. So siyabona ukuthi izolo kade ifakwe emoteni ezilomqando omunye owangalisayo okuthiwa ngama-fridge ngesilungu. Kusuka khonapho-ke siyakhangakhangelwa ihlolisiswe. Siyabona njalo u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga nguye phela owamukele isipho lesi esivela kwele China. Kuzokuthi-ke umnumzana Guo Xiaoqiong yena umele ele China kwele Zimbabwe nguye ophe isipho lesi nguhulumente weZimbabwe. So siyabona njalo ke ukuthi iZimbabwe kuthiwa izathenga 600,000 doses ezeSinopharm khona ngale-ke kwele China. Kuzobuya-ke ama-frontline workers abanjengodokotela, abongi labongikazi, labantu nje abangani sebekhulile yibokhe phela kukhangelela ukuthi bathola-ke i-vaccine leyi kumbe ngithi bazahlatshwa ekuqaleni. Kuzobuya-ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthumele-ke umbiko kutwitter yakhe esithi khona i-vaccination program kumbe ngithi ukuhlatshwa kwabantu kuqala kuyenale iviki. Njalo uphinde wathi i-lockdown sokumele iqhubekele phambili wengeze amanye amalanga. Waphinde wathi operating hours zamabhizinisi wathi kukhezu kancane sokukhanya ngazani kungachobachova. EliZimbabwe khona manje selabantu abayi-1,400 asebebulewe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sithi-ke emhlabeni onke jikelele Marvelous kulabantu 110 million asabanjwe COVID-19, bese kusithi 2.4 million sebabhubha. Kunjalo-ke nxa sikhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele.
Aiwa kunayo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro musi wemuvhuro February 15, 2021. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndichiti nhasi aiwa tikutaura pamusoro penhomba ichangobva kupinda munyika. Tinoona kuti pane nhomba dzakapinda munyika nezuro. Tanga tiri pano ini naGibbs tichiwanikwa isu tichitaura nemutori wedu wenhau Rutendo Mawere achitaura iye kuti pane nhomba dzakasvika muZimbabwe nezuro dzinosvika izvo 200,000, uyezve Zimbabwe iri kutarisa iyo kuti itore dzimwe nhomba dzinosvika idzo 600,000. Asi nhomba dzakasvika nezuro dzaibva kuChina, uyezve takaona mumiriri weChina muZimbabwe vachitaura ivo nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga, vanova ivo zvakare mutungamiri webazi rezveutano vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yevaccine yecovid-19 yave munyika pari zvino. Saka nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yenhomba yabvira kusvika munyika pari zvino. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhomba iyi yakawanikwa iyo ichiendeswa kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzehurumende kuti ichengetedzwe kuitira kuti vanhu vazowanikwa ivo vachipiwa nhomba iyoyi. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvimwe zvakawanda ipo pachirongwa chedu chanhasi cheLife Talk. Tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kubuda kubva munyika pari zvino. Tinotarisa kuti imo muno muAmerica pari zvino mune vanhu 485,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi checovid-19. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden mutsva vari kutaura ivo kuti pamazuva avo zana anotevera vachange ivo vachishuwira kuti pange paine vanhu vanosvika 100 million vanobayiwa nhomba iyoyi yecovid-19. Muno muAmerica mune nhomba yePfizer iyo yatinoona kuti inhomba inopuwa vanhu kaviri. Unotanga wabayiwa imwe nhomba yekutanga wozobayiwa imwe nhomba yechimbiri. Asi iyi iri kubva kuChina tinonzwisisa tichanzwa kubva kune hurumende kuti ichange ichifamba sei. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano kuti zvii zvichange zviri kuitika pamusoro penhomba iyi, Gibbs.
Yes, we know that at the airport there was Vice President Constantino Chiwenga and the Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Guo Xiaoqing. So let's listen to what they said about this kind of donation.
Your Excellency, together with your colleagues from People's Republic of China, this year is a special year, that it is the year of the hope. Your Excellency, Ambassador Guo, Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to Zimbabwe, Honorable Ministers here present, the Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs, Professor, Honorable Professor Amon Mugwira, the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Honorable Professor Mzuri Mnue, and the Deputy Minister of Health and Child Care, who went to China together with a representative from finance and from the medical authority of Zimbabwe, MCAS, Ms. Rukata, to go and correct our first containment of the Sinopharm vaccine. It has not been lost on us that in time of need, China's response has been swift, resulting in this donation being the first vaccine to reach our country. This is yet another demonstration of the long-standing bonds of friendship and solidarity between our two countries. I therefore take this opportunity on behalf of His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, Dr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, the government of Zimbabwe, and indeed on my own behalf, to thank you and through you, the government of the People's Republic of China, for this timely donation of the much needed COVID vaccine.
Between our two countries, our two peoples, we enjoy the comprehensive strategic partnership of cooperation and profound friendship. And you know, we have 1.4 billion population in China. They also need to be vaccinated. We are also facing the enormous demand of supply of vaccine to China. But Zimbabwe is our brother. So the assistance of vaccine, the supply of vaccine to Zimbabwe is not a problem. There's no problem in itself. We are also very pleased that China is the first country to make commitments to the world that as soon as our vaccine is developed, we will make sure it becomes a global public good. And now we are realizing our commitment. This is the promise made by the Chinese president.
So that was the Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, that is Guo Xiaoqing, Speaking there with Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, sibazwile lapho bekhuluma sibili ngokuthi i-donation yena leyi kumele isebenze kunye ngomagama, kumele sibili incede uZulu. So mavela sikunjalo sibili wazwile lapho bekhuluma lapho.
Apo tangatiri kuona vaConstantino Chiwenga vanova ivo kurukota rezveutano vachitaura ivo nemumiriri weChina muZimbabwe pamusoro penhomba iyoyi ichangobva kusvika munyika. Yakasvika nhomba iyi nezuro uyezve iri kunzi iyo ichatanga kupiwa vana chiremba, vana mukoti nevakuru vakuru vemuzvikoro nevamwewo vanowanikwa ivo vane zvirwere zvakadai sevanhu vati vakwegura nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vataura ivo kuti lockdown ichawedzerwa nemavhiki maviri. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti South Africa munhasi vawanikwa ivo vachivhura mabhodha avo ekuenda kune dzimwe nyika. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura kuti zvinorevei izvi pari zvino.
Yes, we also have some audio from Shingi Kwatiso, who's the public relations manager of the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. He is trying to assure people here that, you know, all is well. You know, there are some people who are complaining, saying that, you know, this vaccine was not tested enough in China and all those kind of things. So he's talking about how it's going to be stored and how it's going to be administered and all those kind of things. Let's listen to what he's saying here.
Our role as Medicines Control Authority within the context of COVID-19 vaccines is to assess you know, the vaccines, the technical information that is submitted by the manufacturers. Basically, this is to make sure that we've looked at the safety and efficacy profiles of the vaccines, looking at the clinical trial data, the phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, and any other, you know, information that is submitted to support use of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. And what we then do is we then look at we then come up with a benefit risk assessment, and then as MCAZ we then considered that these vaccines had a favorable profile, so hence we issued emergency use authorization for these vaccines. So what then happens is, as MCZ, we'll also be responsible for making sure that we then physically verify the vaccines as they, you know, as they come into the country. And then we also conduct ongoing monitoring of the vaccines as they're being administered to make sure that we gather information on any adverse events following immunization that people may experience after receiving the vaccines. This is just to conduct ongoing safety monitoring and making sure that we continue to protect public health.
So that is Mr. Shingi Kwatiso, Public Relations Manager of Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. So he's trying here to assure the public that everything will be done in order to protect them. So we also talked to some doctors, you know, and one of the doctors is Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. He featured in one of our programs, and he said, according to his own knowledge, you know, the vaccine is supposed to be tested somehow, so that maybe it doesn't affect people. Let's listen to what he said in this interview.
Amajekiseni la amajekiseni la uhulumende uzaqala ngokupha abantu abasebenza ezibhedlela labanye okuthiwa ngama frontline workers okunjengamapolisa labanye njalo eprison abantu njalo abasebenza ukubamba abantu yokuthiwa ngama frontline workers yibo abazaphiwa kuqala. Kuzosokuzolandela labantu abadala abakuthiwa okhulu labogogo. Kuzolandela abantu ababegula eminye imikhuhlane njengabodiabetes labochukela ochukela labo-BP yibo abazalandela. Kuzokuthi laba bokugcina nje abantu njaba besele kulala amahlandla layo ngiwakhulumileyo. Yikho kanye ngani uhulumende sibili iyabuya ijekiseni seqalisile ukwenza inhlanhla zakhona ukuthi kulungiselele ukuthi abantu behlatshwe amajekiseni, kodwa kuyahlatshwa bona abembakhulumileyo kuqala abasebenza omongikazi labodokotela lamanye ama-frontline workers.
Ye, so ke uhulumende yona nxa ibuya ijekiseni uhle ihambise ebantwini, kumbe kuyaqala kumele ihlolwe phela eZimbabwe ikhangikhangelwe ukuthi hayi iyasebenza kube umuntu ivela e-airport kunapho sisiya ku-warehouse from warehouse ebantwini
hayi akwenziwa njalo izathi ifike eHarare okujayele ukwenzeka ukuthi ifike eHarare ikhangele ibonabe kule nhlanganiso okuthiwa ekhangela imithi yonke ebuyayo eZimbabwe yiyo inhlanganiso leyo ezakhangela akusoze kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi ikhangele ibisisitsho-ke ukuthi hhayi le ijekiseni enhle selingayisebenzisa singathathwa-ke ihanjiswe ebantwini asiukuthi iyavelele epoti sisiyahlaba abantu straight hhayi
so kuthatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi abantu bahlolwahlolwe bolaba isisetshenziswa khona ingakasetshenziswa akuthatha isikhathi eside yini edoda
hhayi akusoze kuthatha isikhathi eside ngoba le kabe kuyukuthi i-vaccine vele sikhangelele khona ngale lapho evelela khona le buya kuthiwa ivele echina kukhanye abanye sebahlatshwa labo khona ngale so ijekiseni esiyaziwa ukuthi iyasebenza akusoze kuthatha isikhathi eside ukuthi isetshenziswe uhulumende usithembisa ukuthi kuyonale iviki ebuyayo nje siyaphela abantu babe sebehlatshiwe
so kodwa-ke umbuzo wami enxe awuzange uzo kahle nxa ingavele ingene ezimbabwe mhlaka-15 kuyathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi kudingwa abantu behlatshwe bethestwe ukuthi hhayi ivele iyasebenza kakhulu ibe sihanjiswa-ke ebantwini akwenziwa njalo dokotela
hayi amahofisi akhona laba abantu inhlanganiso le yenza ngemithi yezimbabwe ikhona ngale eHarare eyathi ifika e-airport iqonde khona ngale akuboni ukuthi kuyathatha isikhathi eside njengoba sendile ukuthi ijekiseni esike yasetshenziswa khona ngale eChina angiboni ukuthi kuyathatha amalanga amabili amathathu bengazange baphe imvumo yokuthi ijekiseni ihlatshwe.
That is Dr. or Professor Solwa Ngwenya of Mpilo Hospital is talking about what is expected to be done you know, by the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. So according to him, they are supposed to test it in one way or the other so that they establish this kind of efficacy and all those kind of things. So he says it's impossible that they would just take the vaccine and start inoculating people. He says that's not the procedure. So they need to store it somewhere, make some kind of analysis of the vaccine, and then they can start rolling it out. So now, marvelous, we are joined by some guests, and our first guest is Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. The next guest is Mr. Muso Ntini. He's here in USA, and I think we also have got Mr. Dennis Churu. So we'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. The vaccine is finally arrived, say. So what's your take on this vaccine?
Thank you very much, Dube, and good evening, Zimbabwe, and good evening to Marvelous as well, and my fellow panelists, Mbuso, and the other gentlemen. This is a momentous time for Zimbabwe, really, because the prophets of doom have been proved wrong. People thought that maybe we will not be able to reach the stage where we actually receive the vaccines as a country. But thanks be to God, the vaccine has arrived, and I'm sure, like the clip that we heard from Professor Ngwenya, to say that all due diligence shall be done to ascertain how this vaccine is going to work on our people, on our population, and also the ways of administering the vaccine to say frontline workers who first receive that is the doctors, the nurses, and all those people that work in the front line, like the police, the people in the prisons, the people at borders, and so forth. So all those things are all online. And I just pray that we won't have negative people that are going to start coming up with all sorts of theorems and theories that are going to discourage or make people sort of then fear taking up this vaccine. I've said it, the government has said it, the president himself said that nobody is going to be forced to take this vaccine. And therefore, I think it will only be prudent as well that if anybody has any reservation of whatsoever kind towards this vaccine, must then keep it to themselves and not go out there and start confusing people and putting fear into people about this vaccine and how it should be administered and where it's coming from. Because, like we said, government is going to be procuring some more vaccine, even from Pfizer, from Russia, and from India as well. So which means that if you want to prefer the Pfizer vaccine, then maybe one must just keep quiet and wait for that one to come and then be on standby to receive that vaccine. But do not speak ill of any other vaccine, be it the Chinese one or the Indian one or the Pfizer one. Let us do this thing diligently and not cause unnecessary panics and unnecessary commotion as we administer this thing.
Master Ntini, can you chip in there?
I would agree with Chuma. I think the arrival of the vaccine is a good thing. No one can dispute that. However, I think people have the right to question, certain things. I was looking at the six current vaccines that are out there in the market. And it appears this one from China, this I think it's called Sinopharm.
Yes.
The technology that was used for this particular vaccine is different, is unique from all others. So this type of vaccine, we don't know how much has been done in terms of the clinical trials. When you look at the records, it looks like they're actually now doing phase three trials for this vaccine. And they've been doing the testing in China, in UAE, Bahrain, Egypt, and Jordan. But we don't hear any African countries. I think Egypt, you can leave Egypt out there. But we don't hear any Southern African countries where this vaccine has been tested clinically. So, people have, concerns. And personally, I do have concerns as well. Yes, it is great that we got this vaccine from China. But can we really trust that enough due diligence, enough test trials have been done on this medicine? And also, can we trust that upon arrival in Zimbabwe, enough testing will be done? When Udokotela Wempilo Ungwenya said it would take a couple of days for the medicine to be tested, I think the testing Ungwenya obekhuluma ngayo is not the testing that we are expecting here. Mm-hmm. When we are talking about the testing, we are talking about the trials. Pick a few people, pick 10 people, monitor them over the lifespan of this vaccine. I think this vaccine is supposed to be administered in two doses, 3 weeks apart. So at minimum, we need to look at 6 weeks of testing. So when the doctor is saying it's going to take 2 or 3 days, that shows that the testing he's talking about is not a trial test. He's really talking about, they just, look at it and say, okay, hey, has it expired? Yes or no? Is it scammed? They are not looking beyond just the physical appearance of this vaccine. If they were doing any test trials, at minimum, they will need 3 weeks for the first dose and another 3 weeks for the other dose.
Thank you very much. Marvelous.
Asika vamwe vari kuchema-chema vachiti hurumende yanga isingafaniri here kutanga yaedza kuti vaccine iyi inoshanda here kana kuti kwete isati yaunza nhomba iyi munyika yeCOVID-19 iri kubva kuChina.
Ndodaira kuti hurumende yakatozvita izvozvo zvokuongorora kuti nhonga iyi inoshanda here. Because ndinorangarira kuti nyaya yevaccination kutori nematest akaitwa kuvanhu kuChina ikoko vakaenda ikoko kuChina ikaitwa futi kune vame mastudents who are resident in China ikoko vemuAfrica, not only Zimbabwe but other countries as well, who were willing kuti vashandiswe separesearchers kuti tione kuti nhonga iyi inoshanda here nemazvo. Saka ndofunga kuti pamwe maybe chisipo chaicho information dissemination yakanyatsoperera kuti chinyatsonzwisisa kuti zvakatanga sei, zvakafamba sei, nokuti handione inini Sister Marvelous kuti kungangotogwa nhomba iyi ikangokandira muno muZimbabwe kusina kuita matest ese akafanira kuitwa because zvinhu izvi zvinofambirana zvichiitwa guide nana WHO nemamwe maboka akasiyana siyana eutano anotarisa kuti zvinhu kana zvichibuda zvichienda kuvanhu zvakamira sei uyezve zvinonyatsogutisa here marequirements ano aripo kumahealth status evanhu kana kuti enyika. Saka hapana chinhu chichakoita kabanga kabanga. Chete tingori neproblem yekuti tine vanhu vasingatombobvuma kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe inotungamirwa napresident Emmerson Mnangagwa inogona kuita chinhu chakakwana chakaperera. But ndodaira kuti chinhu ichi chiri kuitwa ichi chinhu chakanyatsoongororwa chikatariswa and uyezve yasvika kudai muno muZimbabwe ichatanga yaita kuongororwa futi kuti tione kuti ichashanda sezvakaitika kuSouth Africa kuti yakauya ikasvika asi pavakazoda kuongorora vakazoona kuti haisi kufambirana nevariant iriko kuSouth Africa izvezvi. Saka even muno muZimbabwe ndinodaira kuti zvichaitika nenzira iyoyo yakafanana.
Ye babuchuma so ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani abantu namba phela abanye vele sebekhuluma ukuthi heyi kwayekanzane inxa i-research akayenziwa kuhle kwele Zimbabwe abantu sebecabangela ukuthi baphonge uhlatshwa nje bayahlatshwa nje mahlayana nje babe ngama-guinea pigs akusoze kube njalo nje
Mthembo akula nto enjalo engenzakala ngoba amavasini lawa nxa ephuma elungiswa kule bhodi leyo kuthiwa i-WHO i-World Health Organization ekhangela izinto zonke lezi emazweni wonke lamanye futhi amabhodi atshiyetshiyeneyo akhangela ngokuthi imithi ephumayo amanjekiseni lawa aphumayo aphume ehamba njani njalo asuthisa yini izinqumo eziyabe zikhona kukhangele khona ukuthi kona abantu bengagcini besiba ngamazombi kumbe bephonge ukuqedwa nje bebulawa. So yonke into le yenzakala and ngiyakhumbula sibili iChina ikwenza kunoko yayenza ama-research isebenza mostly abantwana bethu ababehambe khona ngale eChina besiyafunda abavumayo ukuta ukuvolontiya ukwenza ama-medical research nalawo babengasobe eZimbabwe kuphela babengamazwe athiyethiyeneyo nje kwele Afrika lonke lamanye amazwe athiyeneyo bekhangela ukubana nxa kusenzwa leyo vasini leyo wahamba njani basebenziswa kuyekona ngale kuma-research lana waphuma kuphumelela ukuthi hayi inozini vasini le eChina kona ngale e-Sinopharm iyasebenza sibili ngendlela eqondileyo yikho ubona sebeyikhipha ke beyikhiphela phandle ngoba ngabe ibingamanga kuhle ibingasozivunyele ukubana iphume ngoba kulama-organization le ade ngikhuluma ngawo o-WHO abazahle behlaba umkhosi befuna ukuvikela phela ukubana amanye amazwe anjengabo-Zimbabwe namanye amazwe eAfrika lapha amancane engabanjezelwa njalo engaphiwa into engasebenzi ngendlela epheleleyo. So lokhu nje kudalwa nje Mthembo ngabantu abavele bengavumi bona ubana kulento enhle engaphuma kuhulumende ekababa uMnangagwa kumbe sithi eZanu-PF njengoba behlala besitsho njalo. Yonke into abayibona isenziwa nguhulumende lowo bayayisola kuphela inhle kumbe kayinhlanga bazayisola kuphela. Kodwa mina into engifuna ukubana ngicela abantu ukuthi bakithi singethusela abantu bezocina besehluleka ukuthatha into ezasiqedela lowo mkhuhlane kumbe ezenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo ube nganeno abantu beqalisa ukusebenza njalo futhi ngoba siyafuna ubana ye ngapha sikhangele lokho kodwa ngapha siphile phela ngokuzisebenza ngokusebenza ngendlela ezifananayo.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu Marvelous.
Ndingada kuvunza kuna vaDennis Juru veCross Border tombotanga tichivavunza panyaya yenhumba iyoyi tinoona kuti muSouth Africa nyaya yenhumba iyi yakanetsa apo nhumba iyi yakasvika munyika imomo asi ikanzi iyo haina kukwana kuti iwanikwe ichipiwa vanhu pari zvino ikawanikwa ichidzorerwa kwavakatenga I think kuBritain AstraZeneca. Tombozwa kuna vaJuru tisati taenda hedu kumacross border uku kuti zvakamira sei muSouth Africa pari zvino panyaya iyoyi yenhumba.
Unfortunately he has dropped out maybe let's try Mr. Ntini. I guess it's coming back.
Maybe Mr. Ntini, if you can just tell us, what's the situation like there in New York? We see that this is one of the places where the COVID-19 really wreaked a whole lot of havoc in New York. I've heard that a lot of black people allegedly are not really taking up to this vaccine. What's going on?
Yeah, it is true. New York State, especially New York City, was hit hard by the vaccine, obviously because of the population. There's just too many people in the city. And it is true that a lot of, you know, people, like we are saying in Zimbabwe, a lot of people are very skeptical on these vaccines. Here in the U.S., yes, there are some conspiracy theories, but some people believe that these medicines were made to, get rid of our, population, meaning the black people. But at the end of the day, I think, we all know that these medicines are all applied equally. I think during the clinical test periods, black people, white people, green, orange, we're all subjected to the same, type of test. So it's unfortunate that we have people that are questioning the vaccine. Just a comment on the issue of the vaccine from China. We know that the WHO has not approved this vaccine. They're expected to approve it actually in March. So this vaccine at this point is not approved by the WHO at all, as Zhu Babuchuma indicated. So I think there is a gap there. I think there is a rush for China to reach certain markets, but they have not gotten an approval from the WHO.
So what does that mean? Because a lot of people are skeptical, thinking that they are now becoming the guinea pigs of some of these COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, so I think there is a lot of misinformation, and I don't want to be one of the people that is also contributing to misinformation. I'm not a scientist. But when we just look at the template, when you look at the standards, the WHO standards, this particular medicine has not been approved by the WHO. China is just going solo and reaching many markets. That's why you don't see this medicine has not reached Europe, has not reached the US, has not reached Canada. It is not approved in those countries. So China, I think, as always, will target certain markets and, the look East policy will work in favor of countries like Zimbabwe. But like I said before, I think we need to make sure that these medicines have been tested. When they arrive in our own countries, we need to do our own due diligence. We need to do our own test trials. And this has nothing to do with, us questioning the government of today. This is a concern for our people, because this is a, this could have long-term, impact on, everyone out there. We just have to make sure that the first person that will be, injected, whether it is our president, our vice president, or anyone out in the healthcare, we want to make sure that these medicines will actually benefit them, not impair them in the future. So at the end of the day, we definitely need to make sure that these medicines are administered once they are ready to be administered.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ntini. So according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, the second batch of COVID-19 vaccines is coming in Zimbabwe in a few weeks. And he actually declared another or ordered the country to go for another 2 weeks under the COVID-19 lockdown. And essential services are going to be open between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And then the curfew is going to be between 8 p.m. Between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. So there won't be any intercity and interprovincial travel. Funerals remain 30 people per gathering, and then all other gatherings are banned. Private companies seeking resumption of work will test all employees first, and the judiciary will open for emergency cases only, and no one is allowed in the gallery. So schools will remain closed, and the market and the informal sector can only open once the government follows the WHO protocol. So, Zuluganda, basi yabona ke utumwa ngamele Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ubekuluma la mta setula umbiko wa kesiti. I-COVID-19 vaccine enye landelayo. Iabuya umavika mbalwa. Abuya ayo. Kuzo kuti i-national lockdown isi ngezwe ngamaviki amabili. Ngasuska ngela ke loku kutuwa essential service. Lapa sikuluma ke ngamapolisa, amasocha. Kutuwa ke labo wanga anba kisebenza mchokocho. Labo essentially health services laba nyamba tize. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kukayangazani kwa mele kuhambe njalo. Buso kubaya njali curfew 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Ama pasi, marvelous. Abe kasi wile akula intercity, akula interprovincial, lapo kona ukona kona hapa. So nga kutuza mkati pasi usia ekhonangale eManicaland kungabanzima amavelas uzobuya ke ema funerals abantu abangu 30 bakhangelele ukuthi babe besemngcwabeni uzobuya ke amanye emihlangano isivalwe sibili ncinci lokho ivaliwe ngokhulumende amakampani la afisa ukuthi avule kumele aqale test umuntu wonke bengakaqali ukuthi besebenze uzobuya ke ezomthethwa ndaba kuthiwa kuyabe kuvulwa kuphela ama-cases ayi waqakatheke kakhulu njakulaka kula muntu ozabevunyelwa ukuthi angene kugalari izikolo ziyabe zilokhu zivaliwe kwesekuya emkambo ngale lapho kuthengisa khona abantu abaningi lakho kuyabe kuvalwe ngcinci sibekhanya ngazane kuyabe kumenjalo kuzobuya ke okunye ke ukuthi kumele kulandelwe iziqondiso ze-WSO kungakavulwa emkambo so kunjalo ke mavelas
aiwa potanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vachingotaurawo panyaya yenhomba yecovid-19 vachitishuwiro yavo ndeyekuti hurumende iwanikwe iyo ichishandisa zvese zvainokwanisa kuitira kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachiziva kuti nhomba iyi yakawanikwa here ichiongororwa nevana mazvikokota vari kutaura ivo kuti sangano reWorld Health Organization pari zvino harisati ranyatsowanikwa iro richiti iro nhomba iyi inobva kuchina inogona kushandiswa asi zvakare tinotarisa kuti musi wanhasi iwo unochipiri February 15 mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachitaura nyaya yekuvharwa kwenyika vachiti nyaya iyi iri kuenderera mberi nyika ichange yakavharwa kwemavhiki anosvika iwo maviri zvikoro hazvisi kuvhurwa uyezve zvimwe zvakadai semabhizimisi mamwe anonzi iwo haasi essential service acharamba akavharwa uyezve kune nyaya yekumatare vataura ivo kuti matare achange akavhurwa apo neapo asi vanhu havabvumidzwi kuti vapinde mugalari munova ivo munopindwa nevanhu vachida kunzwa kuti nyaya yakamira sei saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pari zvino uyezve ndinoshuvira kuti pari zvino tina vadennis juru vecross borders association vachitiudzwa kuti zvakamira sei nyanya kusouth africa uko takaona vavhura mabhodha avo nhasi kana kuti miganhu yenyika nhasi asi zimbabwe yakavhara kuti zvicharevei kune avo vanoita mabasa ekuwanikwa ivo vachitengesa kana kuti kutengesera vamwe kunze kwenyika saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa tisingakangano kuti nyaya huru inyaya yenhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino iyo yasvika munyika nhasi
Yes, marvelous. And Mr. Joseph Chuma, we know that the vaccine is in Zim now, but it's only 200,000 doses. What are people saying really about being vaccinated? Mr. Chuma?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. There is mixed feelings, really, on this issue of vaccination. We've got other leaders, like church leaders, who have come out to try and discourage people from getting vaccinated, coming up with conspiracy theorems that have to do with the Bible and the end of times and all this kind of nonsense, really. What we need is a bit of a mindset shift to say, let us allow those that want to take it, and then if we have reservations, we keep quiet about it forever, hold our peace, and let it be. So that it becomes fair on that kind of ground. I was surprised my brother and you were saying that who did not approve the Sinopharm vaccine. It is not true. It actually did. But we know that what they said was that it was sort of, by then, it was 86% effective on the fight against this virus, maybe compared to the Pfizer ones that are just over 90% effective. But it's a vaccine that has gone abroad to buy, already in the market there, and there are other countries that have actually had it. So it's not like it's a virus that is unknown. It is definitely impossible for any country that will manufacture a virus of whatever kind to have it going abroad outside its own borders without approvals and tests from these statutory bodies that we're talking about. So this virus was definitely...
The vaccine, eh? The vaccine.
The vaccine was definitely tested, and it is known by the WHO, it is known by so many other statutory bodies. That is why it has left the borders of China. So these are the kind of information that we need to tabulate properly so that we don't then cause unnecessary panic from our people. We want people to be vaccinated so that the world can get about this business once again. But if we come up with this kind of conspiracy theories and then air them on a big station like this one, I can tell you TV7 is one station that is listened to by a majority of Zimbabweans, especially the disadvantaged ones, and that is the rural populace. So once they hear us doubting this thing now, we are definitely then doomed. We are setting a precedent where we are going to have our people not getting the state to be willing to partake of the vaccination programs.
If I can jump in to answer that question.
Yes, go ahead.
As of today, has not approved this vaccine. It's actually under phase 3 clinical trials as we speak. What happens, Chuma, every country, they have their own mechanism of approving these vaccines. The vaccine was approved in China by the Chinese government. It doesn't have to be approved by the WHO. At this point, as we speak right now, they're anticipating that it to be approved. It's going through the test by the WHO. They're expecting that in March, that's when it will be fully approved. It has not been fully approved.
That is not correct, my brother. That's why I'm telling you that already it will roll out in other countries outside the China other than Zimbabwe. The UAR, is already using this vaccine as well. So there is no way it was going to go out of the borders of China if it was not a proper vaccine that can be administered on people. And these are the kind of messages that we need. Yes, if they're going to want Pfizer or any other vaccine, maybe the one from the UK, the Astra one, it's fair and fine. But let us not be down talking any of these vaccines, any of them at all. They must all come and the people must just be willing to take them and they can then choose if they want to choose.
But Mr. Chuma, we are talking, this is a fact.
Hold on, let me finish and then you come in. What I'm trying to come up to is that here's a vaccine that has come into our country. And then we throw in so much skepticism towards that virus. What are we driving to? What are we saying to our population? We say, no, don't take it there. China has been providing aid to Zimbabwe time immemorial. We have had their rice here that has been feeding people that are starving here because of the drugs that we've had. If they wanted to kill us, they would have killed us Gudala. But we are still alive. We have had that rice and it is so nice and yummy. And so let us not look at China because it has supported Zimbabwe or because it has donated to Zimbabwe and then want to demonize that vaccine. It becomes unfair and improper. Let us allow people to be able to be their own judges and make their own choices. But let's not talk bad about these vaccines. Let's let them be. If you're not happy with the Chinese one, hold your peace. Look for the one that you are happy with. That's all I'm trying to appeal to you and the fellow like-minded people to say, let us not discourage people from going. Studio 7, I can tell you now, is listened by a lot of people. And when they hear such kind of things, and maybe from someone who said to be in New York in America, they will say, I mean, you want to say America, who exposed? And then that's it. We have killed it. And then how are we going to contain this virus if we're going to have that kind of attitude?
But bottom line, Chuma, I'm telling the truth. You can go check with the WHO right now. This vaccine from China is under phase 3 testing in China. It's not approved by the WHO. It's been approved by the Chinese government. And I think in Europe, the only country that approved it was Hungary.
So despite all those kind of issues that we can actually look at, you know that this vaccine is on an experimental basis, according to Reuters news agency. So, and then it is 86% effective. And at the end of the day, they are saying that there are some clinical trials that are on the late stage in terms of those kind of trials. So what we can, figure out of this is there are so many of these vaccines. There's Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Sputnik from Russia. So now what we can maybe discuss more about is now this issue of the lockdown. So we see that Zimbabwe has actually extended the COVID-19 lockdown by another 2 weeks. So, Babu Chuma, what's going on here before I go to Ms. Anton?
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. I think the president did very well to sort of extend the lockdown by another further 2 weeks, despite the fact that our infection numbers have definitely been going down impressively, as well as even the number of deaths that we have been having have also gone down. But it does not mean then that we should then let down our guard. So it is good for him to have done that, while he also then extended the operating hours of businesses. We were told now that the businesses can go up to 5 o'clock, and they also, other private companies, can now open as long as they have all their workers tested and we know their status. And also in the informal sector has been allowed to operate as long as they have sort of adhered to all the WHO standards for operation during this COVID period. So he's opening up the economy, but at the same time, playing caution as well to say, let's open it up and see how it's going, but also let's have people still in that mindset of saying we're still under lockdown. Because can you imagine a situation whereby it was just going to be open just like that? Mm-hmm. And then everybody was going to just go haywire. You know, we're just going to be all over. Bars were going to be open, parties were going to start, and all sorts of things that were going to be super spreader kind of environment where we're going to come up and then we'll then face another disaster. So it's correct for him to do that. He said, okay, let us remain under lockdown, but try and open up the economy. So the people that were complaining, if you remember, with the informal sector here, once upon a time, Mr. Dube, where we were discussing with some gentlemen who were advocating for the opening up of the informal sector. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ask them, and they had them to say, let's come up with a position paper that we're going to present to government and see if they're not going to listen. And here we are. They've listened. They've said, now let's open up, but as long as we are safe about it, as long as we adhere to the guidelines of WHO, it is fine. So this is what we want, but we want things to be done gradually so that we don't then take a dive into a sea that will then destroy us totally.
Yes, marvelous. You can all tell them, Mr. Chuma and Mr. Ntini. Marvelous, go ahead.
Tombons, Wakuva, Kunava, Juru. Kana vapinda pachirongo kuti imi munoona sei nyaya iyo yenu, but tinoona kuti muSouth Africa nhomba yakasvika asi yakazonzi iyo yanga isina kukodzera kuti ipiwe vanhu pari zvino. Zvakamira sei?
Hongu, makadisi Marvelous nevadare mukoma gifts kunjani lapo emele. Zvotenda chaizvo nemaefforts aitwa nehurumende ekuita kuti kunge kuine nhomba iyo yatangoona rungwana nengwanani iyo. Asi zvatokurudzira chaizvo ndezvekuti tinoona kuti hurumende kunyanya matop government officials, kunyanya maminista nevakamboita maminista ndo vanhu vatirwadzisa zvisingaite vachishaika necorona. Saka tafara nekuuya kwenhomba iyi. Dai zvichikwanisika ivavo ngavambo baiwa nhomba yachona timbonyatsoona kuti inyatsorova zvakadini, inyatsosenza zvakadini, tisarasikirwe neutungamiriri. Tombomirira, since vawedzera lockdown, tombomirirawo kaminguva iyoyo takamirira kuti ivo vaminista yambo timboona kuti zvinofamba zvakadini. Hatidi kuramba tichirasikirwa nemaministers. Ngavamborohwa nhomba iyoyo. Tinoromba kuti vanhu havachisina chivimbo nenhomba zvakanyanyisa nenyaya yekuti zvombotaurwa kunzi yauya, asi pane misteki zvakaita sekase zvinobva zvaita kuti tisave nevimbo nenhomba idzodzidzi kuti zvakambomira sei, zvekuti munhu wese anenge angozogadzirira kuti regai tione kuti nhomba yachona inofamba sei. Vanhu vanenge vakubatanidza nezvinombotaurwa mumadande mutande mumasocial media imomomo kuti nhomba dzakazodai dzakazodai, asi handi kuti tiri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vasabayiwe nhomba. Ngadzibayiwe vanhu nhomba idzodzo, zvakanaka chaizvo kune vanenge vachida kuti vange vachibayiwa nhomba idzodzo. Asi isusu sevanhu tine utungamiriri hwatinofarira sei, sokuti utungamiriri iwowo ngaumbobayiwa iwoo nhomba iyoyo tomboona kuti inoshanda sei, and then tozodzoka hedu kuruzhinji.
Tombotarisa nyaya yataurwa nhasi nemutungamiri wenyika kuti vachange vakavhara nyika zvakare kwemavhiki maviri uyezve muganhu wenyika uchange wakavharwa asi South Africa iri kuvhura nhasi zvakamira sei pari zvino?
Inyaya yati tikatyamadza zvikuru saiyo yose kuti isusu tataura nehurumende vakati vachavhurira macross border traders. Chavanovharirira kuti muvanhu vanotenga nekutengesa vange vachiyambuka chii, hatitonzwisisa kuti zvingave zvinhu zvine chekuita nekuti utungamiriri huri kutengawo magrosari huchinotengesa here, hatisi kuzvinzwisisa. South Africa yavhura, handizive kuti iri kuvhurira aniwo sezvo vamwe vavo vezimbabwe vakavhara. Hakuna chinonzi kuvhura bhodha kana bhodha richivhurwa kumwe kwakavharwa. Hazvisenze, zvakangofanana nekutovhura bhodhoro kuti rakashama uchiti mvura ngainobuda nekwakavharwa. Hazvisenze izvozvo, vanhu havaperere pamuganhu. Saka tinoona kuti humbimbi ndoga hwaitwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuti ivo vari kutemba vhaksini yavainayo nerumwe rutivi voti vari kutya futi COVID kuti inopinda ichibva kune dzimwe nyika. Humbimbi ndoga vadai vabvuma havo kuti macross border traders angachinhingirira sekuvimbisa kwavanga vachiita isusu, vanga vativimbisa. Handizive kuti varara vachizoita UTN papi chaipo kana ndipana mukuvisi here, asi zvinhu zvatichungurudza zvikuru saizvozvo zvekuti mamembers edu ese takataudza kuti aiwa hurumende yabvuma kuti ichange ichibvumira macross border traders kuti ange achiyambuka. But tiri kutoona kuti vauya vakatobata gano nemiseve vachitovava chaizvo zvakanyanyisisa.
Asi tichiona nyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 tinoona kuti variant iri kunzi iri kubva kusouth Africa ikoko ndo yawanikwa ichitora vazhinji muZimbabwe. Hamuoni here kuti government kana kuti hurumende pari zvino vari kuedza ivo kuti vadzivirire kuti variant ipinde munyika?
Zvakasiya neiko, ingwani isusu vanongotibvumira kusouth Africa. Hakuna maZimbabweans akauyawo here kana zvichinzi kune kolera kuZimbabwe? Kwakamborambidzwa maZimbabweans here kuti aende kusouth Africa zvichinzi munounza kolera? Kune maZimbabweans akambonzi mune utachiwana hweHIV saka hamuende kusouth Africa here? Izvozvo zvinhu zvinongowanika. Korona haina kutangira musouth Africa, korona yakatangira kuchina, asi tine machina akazara muZimbabwe. Ko ivo vanouya nendege, vanouya nendege haisi korona here? Korona dzakasiyana pakuita sei? Korona yemunhu ane ndege nekorona yemunhu akura bhazi zvakasiyana pakuita sei? Ngavaise vashandi vakakwana bedzi vaspray vanhu ava ngavavhurira vanhu avamire kusisimavelas, vanhu avamire kuenda kusouth Africa nekuti bhodha. Izvi zvinongobatsira kuti kana bhodha ravhurwa vanhu vanenge vakakupfaidzwa papaidzwa vachiita sei, asi vanhu havamire. Hakuna munhu anoenda kusouth Africa akazombomira nekuti gavhmendi yanenge irika. Zvavari kutiita izvozvo ndozvoita kuti korona izare too much, because vanhu vanenge vachiuya ende hatisi kuzombomira kutumira vanhu vedu. Vanhu vachauya kuZimbabwe ikoko, vane vachiuya vachibva kusouth Africa, vachibva kuZimbabwe vachipinda. Kuti vapinda nepaya hanheno vanhu vachauya. Chandongozivani chekuti vanhu vanenge vakuuya vasina kuongororwa kuti vane utachiwana here kana zvakamira sei, kana hatichazivati zvichanakira ii here kana zvichaipa.
Ye vamuchiuri siyavonita mabhodha angapo esouth Africa, so nganiswa kuvhuliwe kota Zimbabwe ani akuvhura akangawo. So unimbona ngani lina po liyaveselithenga njani impahla njalo lizithengisa
kulohlupo kurapo? Hayi, badlala nhati labantu vasitembise kuti vazovhulela abatsenga ngokutengisayo, kodwa sebetshintshi ndaba lapa sebesitshele ukuthi ye akusa ye njani 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 njani. I-COVID-19 le ayiqalanga eSouth Africa, fanele bavhulele abantu abathenga nokuthengisa baphila ngakonoko. And lokho akusozi kumisa abantu ukuthi baye eSouth Africa. Abantu bazoya eSouth Africa nsuku zonke njengenjwayelo, bazochapa ngendlela zabo and kuzoba yingozi ngoba abantu bazochapa bengabonwanga ukuthi banjani, kungena abantu abangaki bane corona wabanayo corona. Le nto abayenzayo ayisebenzi baba Dube, ayisebenzi le nto, ngoba thina sizongena eZimbabwe, thina sizophuma eZimbabwe bethanda bengathandi, ngoba angeke sibulawa ngendlala, sisabe ukubulawa yicorona la.
But is that not going to cause problems in terms of spreading this disease, Mr. Juru?
Problems are already there. The same way they are scared of dying from corona is the same way we are scared of dying from hunger. We are dying from hunger. We have been tolerant. We have been giving them a chance to show leadership, but it seems like they have lost that dignity. We will still go to Zimbabwe. We will cross the borders, go to Zimbabwe in and out through and get to the point of entry, because they don't want the cross-border traders to do their business, because some of the ministers are buying and selling groceries. They are now competing with cross-border traders, and they are using their power, the power vested in them, to suppress cross-border traders. They need to open borders for cross-border traders. We are not saying for visitors. They should open for cross-border traders. If they don't do that, we will not stop going to Zimbabwe, in and out of Zimbabwe, through ungazetted point of entry.
Well done there. Mr. Ntiri, what's your reaction to that, briefly?
I think opening the borders is an important thing, but what I'm observing, though, is that there is failure to coordinate between the two countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if South Africa is opening, Zimbabwe is not opening, what's going to cause? It's going to cause what happened in December. People are going to crowd from one side, expecting to go through, and they won't be able to go through. So there has to be coordination between the two countries. I feel bad for the cross-border association and its members. Hopefully they can work with the government to figure something out. Maybe they can be made to be essential travelers. I don't know. But for the record, Dube, I just want to make sure that we don't leave this
conversation. No. In fact, we're remaining with a few minutes. Let's get Mr. Chuma on this, then we'll come back to you, Mr. Ntini. So, Mr. Chuma, this cross-border issue and traders generally, you know, they're being devastated by the curfew and all these kind of things. So what's your reaction to that?
Thank you very much, Mr.
Jones. Very briefly. Yes, we're finishing. Yes. No.
Thank you. I really sympathize with the cross-border traders. But unfortunately, again, Mr. Jury is now a bit too agitated in the confrontational and stuff like that. But I think solutions can be come up with if we really think rationally. Because what government is also saying is that, look, there's a variant that is dangerous in South Africa. And if we just open up and let people come in willy-nilly, we can then expose ourselves to that variant to the detriment of the population of Zimbabwe. But maybe what Mr. Juru and his association should be doing is advocate to say, as cross-border traders, I'm sure government can agree to a position whereby maybe instead of Omalaita going in and out, all of them like that, if an association, they can be like maybe a system like maybe put a gonyet that will carry all the things, goods for those people, and then that driver is one that crosses and comes over with them. Then the traders here receive their consignments here. So you can have those that are in South Africa doing the buying, send over, and just have the goods being on transit, but not the people per se. Maybe that way, that can be alleviated and a solution can be reached. At this point in time, we need to think outside the box. We need to balance to say, okay, yes, we want to survive, but also, yes, there's this virus. And so maybe if they approach it that way, the things can work out. Because I remember here in Bulawayo, most of these Malaitas were now coming together and actually have a big truck that will carry their goods and bring them over, because trucks are allowed to go between South Africa and Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So maybe if they approach it that way, we can have a solution.
Right, Mr. Churu, I think you've got the last word. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm advising the Zimbabwean government. Mr. Chuma, if you have links with the Zimbabwean government, please tell them that may you please open the border for traders, because people are crossing daily in and out of Zimbabwe illegally. It's better we have everyone accountable.
If I can just ask one question, kuna Mr. Jurukuti, iwavo ma cross border arikupinda here, vari kuwanikwa vachitestwa here kuti vane COVID-19 kana kuti kwete?
Havasi kutestwa. So isati kuti izvoni, it's better kuti zvingoitwa zviri legal, vanhu vachitestwa pane kuvarambidza. Pane ivo Mr. Chuma kuvabvunza, pane chinhu chamakamborayira kuSouth Africa zvakuya here? Pane munhu kana hama yenyu yamakada kutumira kuSouth Africa yaitadza kuendera? People are going to South Africa, people are coming from South Africa daily. Saka zvikubatsira nei, zvinobatsira nei kuti muvharire matraders border ivo vachingoenda. Bounza COVID-19 zvinobatsirei. The reason why we are complaining ndeyekuti zvinopedzisira zvinotidhurira isusu, but kuenda tinoenda, hatimire kuenda nekuoa. Isusu we go to South Africa company, but zvinodhura kana kuti border rakavhara. Chete.
We are out of time and there's no extra time here. We take our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Musani Muso Ntini, an independent social and political commentator, and Mr. Dennis Juru of the International Cross-Border Traders Association. Signing off is Gibbs Chuma in Maryland saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
That's some fun, and you are saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you.